You are listening to TLRStation.com.
The Heart of It All radio show inspires listeners to step into their version of self-care artistry. Host Linda Crawford, self-care artistry transformational coach, has over two decades of experience in the fields of health, wellness, fitness, well-being, and personal professional development. She's a certified life coach and trainer through Erickson International Coach Institute. Linda will help you uncover what self-care looks like by accessing the most powerful leading-edge tools and resources to reveal your inner wisdom for self-care artistry transformations that nourish the heart, mind, body, and soul.
Hello, everyone. It's Linda Crawford here with Tenacious Living Radio at the Heart of It All. I am excited and delighted, as always, to meet you wherever you are to dive into some wonderful themes and topics and provide some inspiration amidst your amazing day. I am excited today to dive into the notion of spring. Now that spring is just around the corner, and I'm trusting all of us couldn't be more excited, no matter where we are on the planet, whether there's the seasons or not, sometimes it's fun just to celebrate in the new seasonal approach to what Mother Nature provides us. So I hope by now you've had the opportunity over our time together to really implement and integrate all of the various ways to support you in truly coming alive, because that is really what is at the heart of it with self-care artistry, is to find whatever it is that nourishes you, truly nourishes you in coming alive and continuing to declare and make the commitment of your worth in making it happen and allowing yourself through that to truly, truly see the evidence of yourself coming alive every day with those choices and those behaviors and those yeses that say yes to the most important person on the planet. And yes, that is you. So please get cozy, get comfortable wherever you find yourself, whether that means putting your feet up for a little bit, brewing yourself a cup of tea, and just finding a cozy space where for the next 20 minutes, you can just really engage all of your senses and allow yourself to be fully present into what our process is going to be today. And so our theme today is spring tune-up. If you're like most people, you may have probably spent the past several months or not, maybe curled up under some blankets, eating comfort foods, and foregoing exercise due to some cold, nasty weather. But now that spring is around the corner, with warmer weather, some beautiful sceneries and sunsets and sunrises and fresh energy, there's just something about the arrival of spring that I believe urges all of us to make a new start, to really invite the notion of being refreshed and revitalized to come back into the periphery of our way of living and our way of being. And so here today is your invitation to really consider what could be possible for you as we enter into the new realm of the cycle of spring. Are you feeling ready to come out of hibernation and recommit to some healthy habits that truly support and serve you from the inside and out? Of course, we all know we can all benefit from a much more healthy, balanced diet, more movement and fitness, especially if you have felt a little cooped up during these colder months. So together, let's declare to make the most out of this season, to achieving a healthier you. We're in this together. That is the truth. And that's what makes this so glorious and much more inspiring, is knowing that together in this community, as we meet daily, monthly, weekly together here at Tenacious Living Radio, that we really are a community working together to create magic and miracles in not only miracles, not only our lives, but in the lives of others. And so by starting early with the spring in your step, you allow yourself enough time to reach your goals. Now that we have more hours of light, some warmer temperatures, and new emerging appetizing fruits and vegetables, well, of course, all of these variables make a new opportunity for spring fling in your step to really come alive. And so what I'd like to share with you today are 8 things that you can, as an invitation, commit to really start to build that new momentum, that new life force inside of this wonderful season we call spring. So if you'd like to grab a pen or a paper, pen and paper or your journal to just jot down some of these ideas, and just especially the ones that really pop for you, I'm going to invite you to do so. So please get cozy and comfortable as we together declare what some of these possibilities are moving forward. So first and foremost, there's an invitation I find sometimes with spring is we talk a lot about kind of clearing and cleaning the clutter, doing some spring cleaning. How about the idea of cleaning out your cupboards? Giving both your kitchen and in that your body a spring tune-up by clearing your pantry and your fridge of all expired foods, donating any unwanted items to your local food bank. We're looking at you, maybe those chocolate-covered almonds left over from the holidays or those candy canes sitting deep, deep, deep in the pantry. And instead, beginning to create space as you clean and clear that clutter to truly restock your pantries, your fridge, your kitchen with other choices like lean proteins, fresh produce, and some healthy snacks. The idea of having grab and go fruits like apples and oranges, bananas, carrots, celery, cucumbers, with some wonderful dips like hummus, some homemade trail mixes, which if you Google homemade trail mixes, you will find an assortment of great creative ideas. And of course, your own favorite on-the-go healthy protein or vegetable bars. But really, it is a great place to start because it's an act of commitment that says, both in your external environments, I'm ready to clear the clutter. I'm ready to let go of that which has been sitting around and no longer serves me anymore. And starting with your kitchen really is a great place because in doing so, it is a ripple effect to a deeper commitment to what it is you're going to put in your body because now you're creating space inside of your pantry and your fridge for more conscious, clear choices that will support your declaration of commitment to living a healthier you. So there's my first invitation for you. Now the second piece to that, ready, is to be a deep cleaning machine. Because now that you've got your kitchen spick and span, your cupboards clean and clear, your fridge cleared from all of that clutter of old and wanted foods, it's time to now tackle the rest of your house. Your temple, your palace, your castle, that place where you live and breathe day after day. I would invite you to go room by room and removing any unnecessary clutter that, again, like your kitchen, you may have accumulated over the winter or maybe even over the years and decades. If you haven't used something in 6 months or more, I encourage you to really ask yourself, do I need this? Ask yourself honestly, do I really need this? And if the answer is no, pitch it. Give it away. Donate it. Put it on social media and let people know that you're getting rid of it. Give it away to a thrift store. You will be so much more relaxed and comfortable in your sanctuary, your home, when you get rid of the things that you truly don't need. Truly, this is one very, very strong, powerful act of kindness towards yourself when you're ready to release and let go in your spring tune-up declaration of all of the things in your environment that you declare no longer serve and support you in any way, shape, or form. So after break, when we come back, we are going to dive into the final six invitations to really, really access the most powerful and potent spring tune-up possible for you today. So again, it's Linda Crawford here with At the Heart of It All, Tenacious Living Radio. I'll see you back right here in just a few minutes. See you soon.
TLR Station is part of a multifaceted organization. Visit http://tenaciousliving.org to learn more about our workshops and telesummits.
This is TLRStation.com, powered by Tenacious Living International, where it's all about living outside the box.
Hello and welcome back. Here we are already back at Tenacious Living Radio. I'm Linda Crawford, your host with At the Heart of It All. Self-care artistry. Every month we've dived into self-care artistry. And you can now declare for yourself, you are a budding, evolving, conscious, loving, powerful artistry in self-care. Through your monthly declarations, weekly declarations, daily declarations of what you see possible moving forward. And today, our theme and topic has been about spring tune-up and some invitations to really serve and support you to really leverage the celebration of a new season. And I love spring. I think spring is a wonderful time that allows us to remember the power of renewal, the potency in making a new commitment, the opportunity to start to feel rebirth as we observe and witness Mother Nature, also being and playing part of demonstrating to us day by day how beautiful and powerful spring is as things begin to bud, things begin to melt, the ice and snow take different shapes and forms. Things start to come alive after a long winter or a colder season. And that, my friends, in my mind, is what activates inside of us the reminder that we as well are part of these cycles, that we as well get to participate in these cycles as Mother Nature has the glorious way of demonstrating to us moment by moment. And as we stay in awe and aware through her eyes and in through our eyes as we witness the sheer beauty that she demonstrates, we can see spring for ourselves as our time of renewal, of reconnection, of budding new ideas, feeling our creativity inside of ourselves surge anew. This, my friends, is my invitation for you, is to really celebrate and honor the cycles in you, the cycles you witness outside of you, so that together we can dance this celebration in our spring fling tune-up together. And so before break, we shared a little bit about spring tune-up. We talked about two very powerful invitations, one being a great start with cleaning and decluttering your kitchen, starting with your pantries, cupboards, and fridges. And then diving even deeper than just your kitchen and looking at your palace, your castle, your sanctuary as a whole. And finding your juju, your mojo as you clean and let go so that you can allow new opportunities to emerge inside of the environment that you live and breathe and enjoy your family and friends in. So now we're going to take a look at turning spring cleaning into spring training. Imagine that for a second as a possibility. That while you're getting your hands dirty, why not turn your deep cleaning session that we've talked about into a seriously powerful workout? Crank up your favorite music. Maybe it's some tunes in the 80s or some heavy rock bands or something more lighter like jazz or even country. Whatever is your favorite music that totally lights you up. You can do squats while holding a bucket of cleaning supplies, walking lunges while vacuuming or mopping, taking intermittent breaks while you're dusting or doing laundry to do a little happy dance at the fact that, wow, I'm able to move, my body is free, and I'm doing something good for me and in the environment that I live in. So allowing yourself to find that joyous, childlike nature that lives and breathes inside of you so that you turn your spring cleaning into spring training. Who knew? And more importantly, why not? Why not make that part of your day exciting as well? Something that I like to share with clients as well that I find is it enticing for them is the idea of committing to training for a race. Now, that might seem a little daunting for some of you who perhaps have never done or even considered something like that. But as I mentioned, spring is a time for renewal, a time to look at what are some new possibilities, some new potentials that maybe I would have never considered before. And so training for a 3-kilometer, 5-kilometer, 10-kilometer even, whether it's a walking race, a running race, it's just simply a great way to help you amp up your motivation and to keep you focused on your fitness and lifestyle goals. So Google and search and find a local running group to meet with like-minded people like yourself to train with. And really find the fun in terms of beginning to reach out to similar communities with people who, like you, can't necessarily afford to sign up for and plan an entire organized race, but could certainly sign up for something that's already happening, where all you need to do is sign the dotted line that declares your commitment, begin the training with like-minded people, and show up on race day feeling good about the fact that you said yes to this commitment and gave yourself that time to be focused on a goal, on a vision, through this spring training event that together we're creating. How about this for another invitation as well? Outside of setting a vision or a desire around training for a race, how about sitting down with a coach, just saying, coaches are great for this, and getting really clear about setting a new goal, creating a new intention. Because possibly by now, I'm not saying this is true, but maybe those New Year's resolutions you set back in January might be feeling a little stale or maybe even by now outdated. Maybe take a look back at what you had wanted to accomplish and how much progress you've made towards those goals. As you take a look at that, perhaps you realize your priorities have changed since then. And guess what? That's okay. Because as we know, the only constant is change. And so if you're not feeling that same life force about them, that's okay. Make any needed adjustments to your goals and pledge to explore with veracity a different and new strategy moving forward. Again, coaching truly is one of the most powerful mediums, I believe, available to us today in order to really support that. So I'm just going to put a little tiny plug here for self-care artistry coaching. I am grateful every day that I have the opportunity to sit and to spend time with somebody, whether it's in person, over Skype, on the phone, in really supporting them to access their highest vision for themselves, clarifying their big why, their wants, and moving forward with only a solution-focused approach to what's possible. That, my friends, is what I invite you to consider, is what level of support am I willing to access? Do I see value in being supported? Is coaching for me? Well, I'm a bit biased because A, I am a coach, and B, I have my own coach. And so I know and see every day the value and merit in that supportive and creative exchange. Just saying, setting a new goal might be a part of your vision and strategy for your spring tune-up. Another really good one, especially for those of us that maybe have been a little bit more hibernational over the winter months, is to get outdoors. Whatever way that looks for you, just making a commitment to spend, now that the climate is changing, to spend a little bit more time outdoors. In some cases, for some of you, that might even look like getting into gardening. Starting your own garden to experience the beautiful spring weather while, guess what, burning some major calories. As a bonus, if you have a vegetable garden, you get to reap the benefits of healthy homegrown produce. Ready to get your hands dirty? Guess what? Head outdoors. There's always something positive in that. And the next one, the next invitation, is committing to an active commute. If you live relatively close to your office, you might want to consider walking or biking to work instead of driving. Because the truth is, it is a great way to work your way up to a recommended 10,000 steps per day. And on that note, that might be something else. I've recently invested in wearing my Fitbit. I was never really one for the Fitbit notion, but I love it. I love reaching that 10,000 step milestone a day and feeling that little vibration on my wrist give me a celebratory, yes, you did it. So for those of you looking to commit to more of an active commute, I would even suggest just a little nudge that having that Fitbit on your wrist or some form of step tracker really, really makes it fun, enticing, and even a little more motivating, knowing that there is that checkpoint every day. And last but not least, as it's spring, I know something that I love to do in my community is to attend more frequently our weekly farmers markets. Spring brings such an abundance of seasonal produce, and farmers markets are overflowing with, as we know, fresh, colorful fruits and vegetables during this time of year. And in my mind, supporting local food means you're fundamentally getting more nutrients from your produce because it's fresher, it's more nutrient dense, and it's not laden with preservatives and chemicals, growth hormones, and all the stuff that our body really, really isn't interested in. And you'll also be supporting the environment by eating food that is grown within miles of your own immediate community. So just take a great big deep breath. How does that all feel? How does that all feel to just take all that in? Yeah, some great ideas. And I trust, again, some of them really speak louder to you than others. And whatever ones those are, circle them, put a couple of stars, and say, yes, I'm worth it to this commitment to creating the most epic, the most amazing spring tune-up event coming right your way, brought to you by you. So once again, it is, as always, an honor, a delight, a pleasure to spend this time with you, wherever you may find yourself. I hope we've together weaved some magic, some inspiring messages, and some nuggets. Once again, if you are interested in finding out a little bit more about self-care artistry, please come take a look and visit www.selfcareartistry.ca. Take a look at what our invitations and offerings are. I would love to meet and see you on the other side. Once again, it's Linda Crawford with Tenacious Living Radio, with At the Heart of It All, wishing you a blessed, blessed day. Namaste.
Ready to turn your life on? Create more mojo moments. To come out from behind the curtain of invisibility and stand for something that matters and the permission to dream again? Want to live an ecstatic and nourishing life and be supported in it when it comes to the art of self-care, the heart of it all? Visit www.thelindacrawford.com to contact Linda Crawford, transformational self-care artistry coach. The best investment you will ever make is in yourself, and you are worth it.